Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast, episode number 18. We are officially of legal age of consent. So, yeah, it's the week before a major holiday. So, we are going to be doing a somewhat kind of short-ish episode. We've got one major discussion, a little bit of news, not much, and then, let's start out with, today I've got, Narmersil with me.
Hey guys, what's up?
And I've also got, Mocha.
Hey y'all, what's happening?
Okay. So, let's go into our discussion. Mr. Narmersil, we have been playing Final Fantasy A Realm Reborn, which is Final Fantasy 14. It has come out before, and then it was absolutely abysmal, apparently, went down, came back up, and has been since reworked, relaunched, and everything. So you have a review for that, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. As I said, it has been reworked completely, so it is its own game, and it will be fairly treated as such. So, go ahead. Start off with your review.
Well, to start off with, I have to preface this by saying that I am a big Final Fantasy fanboy, so that weighed my decision very heavily in this process. Other reviews weren't as generous or a little bit harsh, but they were speaking in a more broader sense, whereas I am talking more along the lines of how this feels as comparison to all the other Final Fantasy games I've played, and I've played quite a bit. That being said, overall, I really enjoyed playing Final Fantasy 14. As a matter of fact, I'm still playing it, so that says something right there. I didn't get burned out like I usually do. I dove right in and was immediately just enveloped by the artwork, the sounds, the sights, the smells, even from, you know, burning keyboard clickies and stuff. One thing I noticed right off the bat was if you took away the chat bar and you were kind of antisocial about it, this feels almost as if you're playing a single player Final Fantasy game. And then they incorporated a lot of MMO elements around it. And I really like that. So I really got immersed into the story. I played the entire storyline from start to finish, the main story, and it was okay. It's definitely Final Fantasy-ish. It's got your typical bad guys that, you know, you gotta group against and, you know, save the world from imminent destruction, or what the bad guys think is the reworking of the world to suit their tastes, and nobody wants any of that. Kind of an ongoing theme with Final Fantasy, so that was okay in my book. Then when you're entering into the MMO aspects of it, where at set points in the game you are forced to play dungeons to proceed through the main quest line, and the dungeons were, I think every single one of them was unique. No two dungeons were the same. And I'm not just talking about the way it looks, but the mechanics of the dungeon. Everything had a knack or a trick to it, something that you had to do a certain way that made each dungeon stand out, which I liked. The crafting in this game, in my opinion, is probably the best crafting I've ever gotten into. I have been spending probably 2 weeks doing nothing but crafting so far. Is that about right, Jack?
Give or take, yes.
Yeah, I got my Black Mage combat job up to 50, and I enjoyed that process, and then I jumped over to crafting, and that was it. Game over. I've just been crafting ever since. What I liked about the crafting was most crafting, you put something together and you've got maybe a percentage chance of getting a high quality item, and that was it. It's just a flat rate. But with the way the Final Fantasy 14 crafting was, is you acquire certain skills over a long career that make you a nightmare for gill sellers. See what I did there? That was funny. I've gotten to a point with my crafting where I can pretty much high quality anything just by a couple clicks of the keys a certain way. Each craft is kind of unique and they all play into one another. So a blacksmith is going to need materials from a carpenter. A carpenter is going to need materials from a weaver, et cetera, et cetera. And being that any one character can be all the jobs, that implies that you can also pick up all the crafts, which is what I've been singling out one by one. I think I have maybe three more crafting professions to get to 50. That took up a considerable chunk of my time, and I'm not regretting a minute of that. End game content, I haven't gotten too much into it because there aren't enough members in my free company who are at my level who wish to participate in it. A lot of us are just kind of chilled and laid back and doing our own thing. But we dive into dungeons with each other from time to time. And one, two, maybe three more people are getting close to 50. So I can see that picking up in the future. What I've seen from watching YouTube videos and hearing, reading about it is the end game dungeons look pretty intense, and I'm looking forward to that as well.
Okay. Anything else that you want to point out?
I actually, instead of me going on and on about how much I love the game, I do recall that you read a couple of reviews that were a little bit negative, and before reading them, you didn't realize it until somebody spelled it out for you. Would you care to go into that?
Yes, actually, I unlike Narmersal is I've played some Final Fantasy games. I haven't played a lot. I enjoyed it, but I just never took it all the way through. I'm not a big fanboy of the Final Fantasy. I've played a lot of MMOs, though. That's where I am. I'm MMO. My background, I do everything, but I really enjoy my MMOs. Coming from the MMO spec of the game, it's very soloable. They do try and push you into getting into a party every now and then. And as much as, yes, it's an MMO, they shouldn't push you into it. It should not be a requirement. I don't want to sit there and wait for a half an hour damn queue just so I can progress in a storyline. That's ridiculous. That should never happen. Side quest? Sure. That's fine. Not a main quest, not holding you from your ultimate goal of saving the, that's just a little too much.
I agree.
The other thing was, it's to be honest, and I'm sorry, the game was fun. It had its points. I'm no longer playing because it became too much at a point, and I just couldn't handle it. I just like it wasn't my bread and butter. I knew from the beginning. When I got in there, that I wasn't going to be playing this long haul. I did enjoy the time that I was in it, though. But what really, really, really griped me, the UI is probably the worst UI that I have ever seen. It is absolutely terrible. It doesn't follow any sort of any kind of industry standards. When you go into an MMO, being an MMOer, you kind of know, okay, this button will be the journal, this button might be B's your backpack, I's your inventory, one of those are going to be it. They have not only your regular backpack, but they have this. If you type in slash party, you'll do party chat. If you type in slash tell, you'll do a tell. A lot of this stuff isn't the same. A lot of them have these funky things and control alt Windows key with your middle finger stretched out this way. Yeah, it just doesn't work. It wasn't the greatest UI ever. To be a game killer, no, definitely not a game killer. It just got annoying, and there's several times where I was sitting there smacking the keyboard to try and find how to open the free company panel, which to this very day, I still don't know if the free company panel to open up the free company stuff has a key.
I agree. The UI is a little bit wonky, and just like you mentioned, to this day, there are some functions that still are missing. I was like, what the hell? But I didn't let that bother me. And as you said, it's not a game killer, but it is something worth noting.
The other real thing that I'm really really upset about, it's an MMO. There's a lot of things that you need to be like, okay, do you want to trade for this? Do you want this item? Blah 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 blah. It's an interactive game with other players. Why can't you link items? Or at least, you know, there's no item link. There's, I have this item. Well, what does this do? I have to sit there and type out every single stat now.
It's a pain in the ass. And the weird thing is, you can link the item's name.
Name, and that's
into chat.
It.
That's it. Every, what is the point? Why aren't you able to click on that?
Every other game in every other MMO in MMO history that I have ever played had some kind of linking to it. So I don't.
Either that or it had no linking whatsoever, but, like, you know, you realize that out the gate and you just deal with it. This is, like, half-assed.
So, I mean, it's there's certain things. Item sets are nice. Being able to do, have, because your characters, as you said, are multiple. You can run through from one through, you know, whatever many classes. One character can do everything. You can have the, you know, multiple sets and switch them up at any time, but there's not anything ever telling you what item is in a set. So you go to that, you know, you sit there and you play your crafting guy for a while, and then you switch over to do your gathering, and then you finally go back to your battle class, and you're missing some stuff because you thought it was junk and you sold it off, and now it's far long gone, and you're missing a piece of armor because you didn't know, and you accidentally sold it off. So, it's. I heard that they were adding something. Yeah, it's still early, but that's another gripe. So yeah, besides all those little gripes, the game is pretty solid overall. It kind of dies out in the middle, though. I felt that's. I wasn't engaging. It just kind of. You know, it went from battle class, and battle class was amazing and awesome, and I was having fun. And then I was just like, And then I went gathering, and that's the only thing that I maxed out was my gathering. And it was kind of a force thing. Like, I kind of, there was nothing keeping me to go to do it. The gathering was cool, and then even when you go up and beyond that, there was a little mini game, and that was kind of cool. But it gets old really quick. There's nothing keeping you on. But, you know, just keep going on and on and on. And it's just little things. And there was just nothing there to hold me. And that's me personally, so.
I am going to agree with you on that. There were certain points, especially towards the end, when I was between main quests. Because as you proceed through the main quest, the level requirement goes up as well, where I was not the appropriate level to do the next quest, so I had no choice but to do fates or dungeons in order to supplement that experience, and that turned into a bit of a grind. And I'm not talking like your typical, like, oh, I'm grinding. Like, this was like a grind. I'm like, come on already. So, like, I would do some fates for another two levels and get the appropriate level to proceed to the next quest, and I'd be like, thank God, head off, do my next quest and enjoy the quests and stuff, had fun with that. Hey, new dungeon opened up, all right, do the dungeon once, cool. Oh, now I'm stuck again. Rinse and repeat all over again. Mm-hmm. And this was with my first class, the Black Mage, and that's where the majority of my XP was coming from, was following the main quest. So now I'm trying to do, like, Gladiator so I can be a Paladin, right? And I have no choice but to, like, legitimately grind mobs or fate grind or do dungeons. Like, those are my only options now. And I'm just like,
Sorry, hold on. And I got something to say, but I'm eating chocolate chips, so I can't speak.
Delicious chocolate chips. I can make acorn cookies if you want some. they're equally delicious. And some crowned apple pies. They got little gold crowns on them. Just, I don't know if you can eat the crowns, but
I'm actually just eating chocolate chips. I'm just regular chocolate, semi-sweet chocolate chips.
As long as they're not oatmeal raisins, because that's the reason I have trust issues.
As you said, like, what to do after when you're in that stuck period, that's another little thing that I kind of, it just kind of popped in my head all of a sudden. I was really upset how the quest system worked. You have your main quest line, And normally when you're in a main quest line, you're in this quest hub. This is where everything takes place in. So you go out, you do your main quest line, you get a whole bunch of side quests right there, and blah, 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 and you do them all. Like, Final Fantasy did a terrible job with their side quests. I had no idea where the side quests that were for my level. I just didn't know where to go to do a side quest. I knew there
it
was...
It gets worse now. Now that I've, you know, made Black Mage all the way to 50, I hop on another job, and I'll be in an area, and I'll see all the side quests that are available. This was as a result of taking Black Mage, because the quests don't open up until your appropriate level. But now I'm on like a level 12 Gladiator, and I'm getting level 35 quests that my Black Mage unlocked, and I walk up to the NPC, and it's like, I'm like, well, why the hell are you lit up?
It was just, that was another bad system. In the game itself, it's pretty solid. In an MMO fashion, it's terrible. It's not absolutely terrible. It's not like, it's like overseeable if you like Final Fantasy.
Which is where I fit in.
So, is there anything else that you want to add about your review? Anything else you want to point out?
Yeah, we're, constantly recruiting new members to the free company. So if anybody's listening, join the Adamantoy server and look me up. But only if you're not an asshole, because, you know, no assholes allowed. I'm the only asshole allowed in. There's only room enough for one.
And while my subscription is active, if you email us at funtimesgaming@gmail.com and you want to get in and you're an asshole, I will definitely give you permission to join our free. Because you can never have too many assholes, because everybody's got one. So do you have a rating on the game at all?
I'm thinking.
Oh, that's why I smell burning.
Yeah.
Gameplay, I'd give a 9. Environment, I'd give a solid 10. Quest line, probably a 7. Overall, probably an 8.5. Definitely an enjoyable experience. And as far as the subscription is concerned, the price line is very well priced for the amount of game you get out of it.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I would give it a solid 7. It's got too many problems to be good, and it's too good to have too many problems. Hopefully down the line, because it is normally when MMOs, they get better as they go on. Hopefully down the line, maybe when expansion pack ABC comes out, and maybe when we go, I jump back in or we do a review on that or something, it'll change and it'll evolve. That's what MMOs, they always evolve. They're never great when they start off with. So I'm almost expecting of this. But to be honest, I do have to give it a 7. There was too many gripes. It's not a solid MMO. It really is not. But it's not the worst. I've seen a lot worse. So, yeah. I feel like I'm apologizing to you directly, Narm, but yeah.
it's okay. I knew full well when you getting into this what your expectations were, and I think it was above your total expectations, but a lot of the things you were expecting did in fact come to pass, so you weren't surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say compared to, I don't know, Neverwinter, this is like miles better. Poor Neverwinter. We had such high hopes for you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they fell short.
Oh, maybe no. I was about to say maybe it'll change sooner or later, but I was just like, it's perfect world. It'll never change. So, where are we at? So we heard a bunch about me and Narm and Final Fantasy. Mocha, have you done anything ultra awesome this past week?
No, sorry. Nothing much.
Oh, that's a lie of croc. You did say you beat Marvel, did you not?
Yeah, I finished out Lego's Marvel Super Heroes.
How did it hold up until the end?
Very well. He kept everything going, just like from when you get into the time you actually beat the big boss at the end. It was all steady. good.
Sounds awesome. Sounds very good.
Yeah, it's not bad for a Legos. I didn't decide to try something I knew and kept my interest, so it's fairly good.
Is there anything else that you played at all?
No, I just did my Rift, and right now I'm back playing Borderlands 2 once again.
Okay. Narm, was there anything else that you played? I know we totally skipped this segment. Oh well, shit happens.
No, I've been stuck on this.
Okay. Well, actually, I got something new. I picked up the very awesome new Zelda: A Link Between Worlds, and it is absolutely amazing so far. I am having a wonderful time, even though I cannot beat this goddamn fucking dungeon, because, you know, in all Zelda goodness, you sit there and you discover every single thing in every single dungeon according to the map and the compass, and there's still something wrong. I couldn't figure it out, so I'm a little stuck. And I don't know what, to be honest, I don't know what it is, because I sat there and, because I work in gaming retail, I took the guide, and I took my DS, and I went on my lunch, and I sat there, and I followed exactly word by word from point A to point B to in the dungeon, and I did everything the guide said, and it still would not work. I could not finish the dungeon. I was stuck in one spot, and it would not progress. It's right before the boss dungeon, so I don't know what was going on. I just kind of turned it off, hopefully restarting maybe before a save, before the dungeon would help or something. So I'll get back into it and see what's up. But I'm having a really good time with that. And maybe we'll have a review on that sooner or later.
Sooner or later, he puts it.
Yes. What I mean sooner or later is if this dungeon decides to cooperate with me, it'll be sooner. If it's doesn't, then it'll be a lot later, and in all Zelda fashion, it will probably be later, because Zelda likes to throw a knot in every single dungeon that screws with everyone in it. And then when you find out, it's like, oh, that's what it was. Son of a bitch. I love Zelda, and I love games that Starlink,
and apparently they love to mess with you too, so.
Oh yeah, so that's what's that. We'll jump into gaming news. Some Assassin's Creed, the PS4 launch is the update for that, for the 1080p is up, and then the PS it's out for PC and Xbox One as well. Sony saying that less than 1% of their systems are the problem childs, which I believe we announced last week, but it has been also been announced. Somebody,
a buddy of mine who also works in gaming retail, posted on Facebook, I think his store sold roughly 40 Xbox Ones and 4 came back defective, so he's got about a 10% rate, but for 40, that's like not a big enough control area to really go off of.
Well, there's a bunch of there's other stuff I have that we'll go into that a little bit more. The PS4 has been teared down, and they're saying it actually costs about $381 to make with the various parts that are inside it and such and such, thus making it just about what they were saying. It's about at cost where the system is retail-wise. The Xbox One Smart Glass app is now available on the iOS and Android devices.
So apparently the Xbox accepts HDMI in, right?
Yeah. Did you?
So what they're saying is that you can play PlayStation games on the Xbox overlay by running your PlayStation via HDMI into the Xbox.
Yep. Even better yet, how about this one? You can run an Xbox hooked up to an Xbox One, hooked up to an Xbox 360, hooked up to an Xbox One, hooked up to an Xbox One. How about this? Even better yet?
You're looking for your effect, that mirror effect.
No, actually, it works perfectly fine. How about this one? You could do an Xbox One into an Xbox One, and one of those Xbox One cables has a splitter in it, and then it does that infinite Xbox loop. Yeah, Kotaku had a lot of trouble, a lot of time on their stuff. So Steam has in-house streaming, streaming the game, the PC games to living room stuff. It actually locks down the computer that is being the streamer. The streamy would be the receiver. Yes, the streamer, the one that the games are coming from. So, yeah. The YouTube app was announced and is available, but Twitch is not for the Xbox One.
Aw, poor guys.
Twitch is available to be seen. Like, you can watch Twitch streams, but you can't actually put it, stream to it. But, in other news, that might not actually be a, stupidly bad thing, because, there's a certain PS4 thing with their camera eye called, like, I think it's, damn. Hold on.
Oh, it's called Damn?
Yeah, it's called Damn. Toy Room, Toy Box, Sandbox, something, box, thing. But when you, because it uses the eye and its actual camera and does this augmented reality, what you see on the screen is your living room, which stuff, or wherever you play with stuff walking around and shit like that, adds stuff to, like, your world. Basically, what had happened was, some smart asses were sitting there like, oh, let's, you know, sit here with us getting belligerently drunk while streaming to Twitch with no reason, because we can, because this is a game on the system. And it went as far as where at one point in time there was a husband and wife duo, and the wife just wound up becoming naked on Twitch at one point in time. Yeah, so Twitch went and decided that they're going to change their, make sure that everybody knows only gaming-related stuff is available. You can only do gaming-related stuff on Twitch. No more streaming naked women. Sorry. Yeah, that actually happened. It actually has been announced that Blizzard has announced that they are going to be doing an extra beta phase for the Reapers of Souls DLC for Diablo 3. They are going to be inviting 3,000, they're inviting valued media contacts, as well as 3,000 of Diablo 3's most active players who have opted in for the beta testing through their Battle.net account. And this beta is actually non-NDA. It is fully so we might be seeing some Reapers of Soul stuff sooner or later, but this is like apparently the first time that they've done some kind of non-friends and family thing for Diablo. Minecraft has now enabled their one-click Twitch broadcasting on their PC and Mac clients. In other news, they've actually also announced, that would be Microsoft, that their first 24 hours, the Xbox One has also exceeded 1 million, breaking many different, goals and such, beating their 360 launch and whatnot as well. So, who actually won the console war? It still seems to be up in arms, because they're both over a million consoles sold in the first 24 hours. We'll have to wait to see if there's any more actual input into that one. Ah, yes. A while back, when we kind of first started this podcast, sometime earlier, mid-time this year, we announced that, John Carmack had been pushed over to the Oculus Rift development team. He was one of the developer co-founders, actually, the co-founder of Doom for ID Software, he is now leaving ID Software. So I guess he went from doing ID Software to doing both the Oculus Rift and ID Software to now probably only doing the Oculus Rift. So he is stepping away from ID Software now.
Yep, and Star Citizen busted its 3 mil mark. 30 mil mark, I mean.
Oh, is there any more stretch goals?
Something about a jump ship being done now. And after that, I really don't recall seeing anything in there as far as any more stretch goals, but, you know, they're going to have them.
That's cool, that's cool. We'll keep an eye up that, see if we find anything else, any new stretch goals.
Yeah, now it opens up, Squadron 42 or something like that.
Ah, okay.
Which is supposed to be like, if you used to like the game called Pioneer, I believe it was, or trying to think of the other name. Wing Commander. And that's supposed to be the new upgraded version of those games.
Okay. And lastly, there was a little bit of a leaked image, apparently, sometime within the next year. I think it was spring 2014. Yes, spring 2014, we will be seeing Lego the Hobbit. And it was actually confirmed earlier today that Warner Brothers has officially announced that there will be Lego the Hobbit coming sometime in the springtime. So that's awesome, too. With that, takes up our news segment. Does anybody else have anything to add news-wise?
Nope.
Nope. You good? Okay.
Yep.
Well then, with that, everybody, I know this is a very short episode, but we all want to wish anybody out there who are celebrating a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy. Eat some extra turkey for me, because unfortunately I have to work on Thanksgiving, being a retail environment. So everybody eat some extra turkey for me. I'm not going to be able to.
Eat lots of turkey, everyone. I know I will.
Next week we are not having an episode because of the holiday. We're going to take a week off. We will be back the week after, which I believe is December the 9th.
Oh, okay. So we're not doing one on the 2nd.
Today,
so,
yes.
So, yeah, it would be the 9th.
Yep. So December the 9th, we will be back with an episode. So we will catch you all then. If you want to follow us, please do so by looking us up on Podomatic at funtimesgaming.podomatic.com. You can find us on iTunes, search up Fun Times Gamecast. You can look us up on Stitcher at Fun Times Gamecast as well. You can find me on Steam at FTG Random Jack. You can find Narmacil over there at FTG Narmacil. You can.
That's me.
You can also find us on Facebook at / Fun Times Gaming. You can find us on Twitter at Fun Times Gaming. You can email us anything that you wish to email us. Okay, let me redo that. You can email us anything non-stupid, non-pornographic to, unless you're a female, to funtimesgaming@gmail.com.
And if you're a female, you can send it to... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so was there... I think I hit everything. Did I hit everything? I got everything. If I didn't get everything, insert that here. Blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. We'll catch you all in 2 weeks, everyone. Again, have a happy and safe holiday. Later, all.
See you later.
Bye, guys!